USA News, I'm Jim Berg. President Biden says talks about the debt ceiling are moving along. Biden speaking briefly with reporters before boarding Air Force One to head to his Delaware home. Biden adding that real discussions are taking place, but we're not there yet. Nearly two dozen struggling homeless veterans have been booted from hotels in New York to make room for illegal immigrants. This comes as Title 42, which allowed illegal immigrants to be removed from the United States if they posed a health risk, ended on May 11th. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz believes the Biden administration is to blame for what's going on our U.S.-Mexico border.
Joe Biden inherited the lowest rate of illegal immigration in 45 years, and the first day in office, he made political decisions to cause this problem.
The Biden administration confirmed Friday that an unaccompanied migrant child who came to the United States from Honduras died. Former President Donald Trump and Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis are in Iowa this weekend. DeSantis speaking at an event in Sioux Center, Iowa, saying legislative accountability is key, and he talks about how Florida politicians are accountable to the public.
We had someone in the state of Florida, in Tampa, say he was only going to enforce laws he agreed with, and that he was not going to enforce laws our legislature had enacted. I removed him from his position. He is gone, and that's the type of accountability we need.
Trump, meanwhile, holding a rally and fundraiser in Des Moines. Both candidates better keep their eye to the sky as the nation's midsection is bracing for more severe weather. The National Weather Service saying large hail, damaging winds, and even some tornadoes are possible across Iowa and Illinois. The storms produced 34 tornadoes in Nebraska on Friday. This is USA News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
More people are giving a thumbs up when it comes to where they work.
Job satisfaction hit a 36-year high in 2022, revealing two positive changes in the tight labor market. The quality of jobs improved as wages and work flexibility increased, and workers moved into positions that were a better fit. Last year, 62.3% of U.S. workers said they were satisfied with their jobs. That's up from 60.2% in 2021. The study was done by the nonprofit, The Conference Board. I'm Lance Pry.
It's now day 12 of the writer's strike that's bringing Hollywood film and TV productions to a halt. Thousands of members of the Writers Guild of America are picketing outside Southern California studios today, including Universal, Disney, and Warner Brothers. The two sides have been in talks since the WGA's contract expired May 2nd. If you drive one of these vehicles, you'll want to visit your mechanic soon.
General Motors is recalling nearly 1 million vehicles due to faulty airbags in Buick Enclave, Chevrolet Traverse, and GMC Acadia vehicles from 2014 through 2017. They say airbags produced by ARC Automotive before 2018 could explode and spray shrapnel during deployment. Federal regulators are urging the manufacturer to recall all of their 67 million airbag inflators. Drivers can have the module replaced for free. I'm Jeremy Scott.
For USA News, I'm Tim Berg.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.